when we first saw this happening in December of 99, January 2000, right after we launched, there was a sense that that these were all, it was such a small market, it was terrible, we thought these were terrible customers to have, it's just people selling junk on the internet, why in the world do we want to be going after this market? But you know, there was a way to get a product that was much better for everybody in that market. You could, and we got to something like 25-30% you know, market penetration in 2 or 3 months, and you got some lock-in, you got brand recognition, and you're able to build the business from there. So so I always think these very small markets are quite underrated. The Facebook version of this I always give is that you know, the initial market at Facebook was 10,000 people at Harvard. It went from 0 to 60% market share in 10 days. That was a very auspicious start. The way this gets analyzed in business schools is always, that's ridiculous. It's such a small market, it can't have any value at all. And so I think the business school analysis of Facebook early on, or of PayPal early on, or of eBay early on, is that the markets were perhaps so small as to have almost no value. And they would have had little value had they stayed small, but it turned out there were ways to then grow them concentrically, and that's what made them so valuable. Now, I think the opposite version of this is always where you have super big markets.